Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and Friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Thank you. From 1955 on the Verve record label, the album Cooking the Blues, that is the Buddy DeFranco quintet. Buddy DeFranco on the clarinet. Tal Farlow was playing the guitar, Eugene Wright on bass, Bobby White on the drums and on the piano and on organ on some of the tracks on that, interestingly. The fantastic Sonny Clark, who was part of Buddy DeFranco's band when he was on the West Coast before he relocated to New York for the final part of his fantastic but all too brief career. Anyway, yeah, back to Spinning Jazz with me, Pete Evans. It's Sheffield Live. And we're moving to the Columbia label in the mid-60s. Miles Davis, his second great quintet, Davis on the trumpet. Wayne Shorter on tenor saxophone, Herbie Hancock piano, Ron Carter bass, Tony Williams the drums, the album Miles Smiles. And this is the fantastic Wayne Shorter composition, and now jazz standard, Footprints.
Thank you.
rapper is Roland Kirk from his album Slightly Latin, came out in 1966, recorded at the end of 65 on the Limelight record label, and on that particular track, which was It's All in the Game, it was just the stripped down instrumentation of Kirk's tenor, Horace Parlan's piano, Eddie Mathias on bass, Sonny Brown on the drums, and Montego Joe and Manuel Ramos are on the congas and percussion. The reason I say the stripped-down instrumentation is because the rest of the album features a much bigger band and also a vocal chorus arranged and conducted by Coleridge Perkinson, a la the Donald Byrd Blue Note albums, A New Perspective, and I'm Trying to Get Home, if you think of that style of accompaniment. And we're moving to the Jazzland label now, 1960. This is Julian Priester's sextet, the album Spiritsville. This is the title track, and Priester's trombone is accompanied on here by Walter Benton on tenor saxophone, Charlie Davis on baritone sax, McCoy Tyner on the piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Art Taylor at the drums, a veritable who's who of modern jazz at that time, and quite an early example of McCoy Tyner's piano playing. And worth noting as well that it was 2 to 3 years before he was to join the fabled John Coltrane Quartet.
Paradise.
Records, 1974. That is the title track from the album Bridge Into the New Age. Azar Lawrence on the soprano and tenor saxophones, accompanied on that particular track by Gene Kahn on the vocals, Woody Shaw on trumpet. We also heard Woody Murray on the vibes, Clint Houston on bass, Billy Hart on the drums, and Guillermo Franco on percussion. Time for a few more before I have to leave you this morning here on Spinning Jazz. Remind you that you're listening to Pete Evans on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, and this is some fabulous modern jazz from 1978. Art Pepper, his second lease of life really after his early 60s and late 50s recordings on the Contemporary and Jazz West labels. He came back roaring in the mid to late 70s on Galaxy. Then he recorded this album, Among Friends, which is on the Interplay record label, and it's certainly one of his finest. Fantastic no-nonsense quartet consisting of Pepper on the alto saxophone, Russ Freeman on piano, Bob Magnusson on bass, and Frank Butler at the drums. An absolute quartet of legends in the West Coast scene. And everything about this album really is top-notch, from the music, the improvisations, the recording quality. It's all a joyous affair from start to finish, and this is Besame Mucho. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sunday at the Village Vanguard, June 1961. Riverside Records, the Bill Evans Trio, and that was Scott LaFaro's tune, Gloria's Step. Paul Motion on the drums, Scott LaFaro on bass, and Bill Evans on the piano. A fantastic record. If you don't know it already, I would highly recommend it. There's two volumes available on Riverside. One's called Sunday at the Village Vanguard. The other one is Waltz for Debbie. They're both from the same session, which was to prove to be, sadly, Scott LaFaro's final recording. Within 10 days of that recording, unfortunately, he was to perish in a highway motor crash. But left behind us, despite not living a very long life, left behind an absolutely wonderful discography of music, starting with some of the contemporary things on the West Coast in the late 50s. And then when he joined Bill Evans's trio, fortunately Bill was recorded quite extensively, so there is quite a bit of material featuring the wonderful Scott LaFaro out there. If you so wish to discover, I would recommend it highly. Always interesting and a little bit different as a bass player, technically brilliant, but different from some of the more regular hard boppers that we feature here on Spinning Jazz, but equally magnificent on his instrument. Anyway, it's time for me to depart. I want to wish you all good luck, good health, peace, and I'll see you next Sunday at 9 with another Spinning Jazz. This is Pete Evans signing off.